It's 8 a.m. Eastern, October 6th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 1% at $7,979. XRP is up 1% at 25 cents, and Ethereum is up 1% at $174. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Centrality up 28%, Liberate up 22%, and Dentacoin up 15%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's headlines, a bargain malware is being used by hackers to work their way into unsuspecting crypto users' computers and get into their wallets. Cybersecurity firm Prevalion has been researching the issue and details that the Trojan malware called MasterMana uses mass mailing to launch phishing emails with malicious code to crypto investors. Once activated, a backdoor is created in the computer system. Danny Adamantis, intelligence director at Prevalion, said, quote, based on what we've observed, the MasterMana botnet had a global impact on organizations across a wide variety of verticals. Also saying, the botnet was interacting with approximately 2,000 machines a week or 72,000 machines over the course of 2019, unquote. According to the research, the campaign was still active as late as September 24th and is likely to continue as previous public reporting has not deterred them. So turn on your two-factor authentication. In other hacker-related news, Algo Capital, an investment firm, lost a few million dollars in Tether and Algo tokens after its CTO's phone was compromised. The breach allowed hackers to take control of an Algo Capital hot wallet. The silver lining is that most of the Alto Capital funds are located in cold wallets and were not compromised. Well, Bitcoin is being referred to as not a security, according to an October 1st letter from the SEC's Division of Investment Management staff. It's not a regulation or binding legal precedent, but more of a soft confirmation that the SEC doesn't think of Bitcoin as a security. It also indicates that the SEC is holding true to the document they issued earlier this year about which digital assets are and are not securities. And finally, SegWit transactions were up in September. SegWit is an optional protocol upgrade to blockchain that puts more transactions in one block and lowers the cost of the transactions. The percentage of transactions with SegWit is up about 15%. Well, those are leading headlines today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media. Add us to Alexa Flash Briefing and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.